Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 25 today, verses 30 and 31. Jeremiah 25, verses 30 and 31. Scripture goes on and says, "You therefore shall prophesy against them all these words and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and from his holy habitation utter his voice. He will roar mightily against his fold and shout like those who tread grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. The clamor will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has an indictment against the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh, and the wicked he will put to the sword, declares the Lord." Now, this is more of the same kind of stuff we've been looking at for the last couple of days, how the scripture says that God's going to judge the whole world in righteousness and the wicked will be destroyed. But he starts with his people, with those who are called by his name, and purifies them and does his work there, and then he deals with the rest of the world. But what I want to point out today, though, is the fact that this passage that we're looking at not only goes about the fact that he's going to judge the nations, but he will judge all flesh. It says in verse 31, "The clamor will resound from the ends of the earth, for the Lord has an indictment against the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh." So what I want to do today is I want to talk to you about the fact that God not only will judge the nations, but he will deal with every single individual in each of those nations. And he's a righteous judge. He doesn't judge by what his eyes see or by what his ears hear. But in righteousness, he will judge, the scripture says in the prophecies about Jesus coming back to set up his judgment. He knows everything. He knows everything. And so with that, he's going to judge all flesh. Now, I got some good news, by the way, for those of us who are in Christ. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It says, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. And anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ but does not belong to him." You see, God doesn't see us according to the flesh anymore if we've been born again through faith in Jesus Christ. He sees us now. Even though we're still in the flesh, he sees us according to the Spirit, the new person, the new man, the new us that's been made and being made into the image of Jesus Christ. That's why when Jesus saw Peter, he said, "Your name's Simon, but one day you're going to be Peter." And when he made his profession of his faith, Jesus said to him, "You are now Peter." And that's what I want you to understand. When God looks at you and when he looks at me, he doesn't deal with us according to the flesh in the sense that he sees us as flesh. He sees us as the new creation. Oh, he still works on our flesh, but he sees us as new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 might help you with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. It says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." What it means when he says we used to regard a Christ according to the flesh, but we don't anymore, what it means is simply this. We used to think that Jesus was just human. We used to think Christ was just a man. We regarded him according to the flesh. Oh, but he's much more than that. We don't regard him according to the flesh anymore because we know now that he is God. Not just from God, he is God himself. And we don't regard him according to the flesh anymore. We don't see him as just a man. We see him as God. And in the same way, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. So when God brings a judgment against all flesh, thank God you and I aren't going to be judged in that same manner. Oh, we're still in the process of being purified, and his judgment begins with the household of faith. But listen closely. If you are in Christ, God will not deal with you according to the flesh, but he'll deal with you according to his Spirit and lining up your life with his Spirit. So that's a wonderful, wonderful promise. Those of us who are in the flesh, in the Spirit, no longer are considered by God in the flesh. Oh, but that means if there are family members or friends or loved ones of some sort who have not been born again, they are still in their flesh, and they will be judged according to all that they've done, all their dirty deeds, their evil works, all their things that they've done have been recorded and kept in books, and one day they will be judged according to everything that they have done. Thank God we won't be, but understand that God says one day, "I will judge all flesh." Please make sure that you're in the Spirit and not in the flesh with faith in Jesus Christ. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.